Proverbs chapter 9, Lady Wisdom gives a dinner party. Lady Wisdom has built and furnished her home. It's supported by 7 hewn timbers. The banquet meal is ready to be served. Lamb roasted, wine poured out, tables set with silver and flowers. Having dismissed her serving maids, Lady Wisdom goes to town, stands in a prominent place and invites everyone within sound of her voice. Are you confused about life? Don't you know what's going on? Come with me, or come, have dinner with me. I've prepared a wonderful spread, fresh bread, baked bread, roast lamb, carefully selected wines. Leave your impoverished confusion and live. Walk up the street to a life with meaning. If you reason with an arrogant cynic, you'll get slapped in the face. Confront bad behaviour and get a kick in the shins. So don't waste your time on a scoffer. All you'll get for your pains is abuse. But if you correct those who care about life, that's different. They'll love you for it. Save your breath for the wise. They'll be wiser for it. Tell good people what you know. They'll profit from it. Skilled living gets its start in the fear of God. Insight into life from knowing a holy God. It's through me, Lady Wisdom, that your life deepens. And the years of your life ripen. Live wisely and wisdom will permeate your life. Mock life and life will mock you. Then there's the other woman, Madame War. Brazen, empty-headed, frivolous. She sits on the porch front of her house on Main Street. And as people walk by minding their own business, calls out, "Are you confused about life? Don't you know what's going on? Steal off with me. I'll show you a good time. No one will ever know. I'll give you the time of your life." But they don't know about the skeletons in her closet, that all her guests end up in hell.
So in chapter 9, we have the battle of good and evil. The good things that God sets out before us and the not so good things that the enemy sets out before us. Again, very, very strong language is used to paint quite a clear picture. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we are reminded, for our fight is not against physical enemies, it's against organizations and powers that are spiritual. We're up against the unseen power that controls this dark world and the spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. That's the J.P. Phillips translation. The message says this: this is no afternoon athletic contest that we walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and his angels. And there is a spiritual battle going on. And we are seeing that right now in our very nation. People literally fighting for their very lives. And in this challenge of chapter 9, it's which path do we go down? Wisdom or folly? Do we follow Lady Wisdom or Lady Whore? And Solomon uses, again, quite strong language to paint this clear picture that we don't get mixed up as to which path we should be going down. One of the things that the devil always does, and has done it right from the very beginning, is to play down sin. Way back in the garden, when Adam and Eve were tempted, one of the ploys that the devil used was, "Are you sure? Are you sure that God said that?" Now, the serpent, we are told, was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" And what the enemy was doing was kind of playing down sin, watering it down. And that throughout time and eternity, the devil has been trying to do that, to play down sin, to go from black into gray and to muddy our thought and the thought process that we go through, determining what is right and what is wrong. Lady Wisdom sets out a clear banquet I don't know about you, but when Sean was reading those verses, I thought, wow, that sounds like quite a nice meal. I prepared a wonderful spread, fresh baked bread, roast lamb, and carefully selected wines. And God has made a banquet for us. Those wonderful words from Isaiah, come all you are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have no money, come buy and eat, come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. And again, the Message translation brings it out this way. Hey there, all who are thirsty, come to the water. You who are penniless, come anyway, buy and eat. Come buy your drinks, buy wine and milk, buy without money. Everything is free. Why do you spend your money on junk food, your hard-earned cash on cotton candy? Listen to me, listen well. Eat only the best. Fill yourself with only the finest. And Jesus himself said in John 6:51, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. And the hearers couldn't understand what Jesus was saying. They thought that he was talking about his actual body, flesh. But Jesus was talking about his spiritual body, that we can eat of him because he is the bread of life. He sustains us. He prepares a meal for us. Psalm 23, that well-known psalm, thou preparest a table for me in the midst of my enemies. And in the worst of possible circumstances, whether as a nation or whether as an individual, God has laid a banquet table for us to sustain us through whatever we might be facing. And we need to come this morning and eat afresh from that table. The call goes out. It invites everyone within the sound of the voice of wisdom. Are you confused about life? And I think at the moment there's a lot of people who are confused, a lot of people who are anxious, a lot of people who are worried. And the call goes out. Leave your impoverished life of confusion and live. And that is the voice that the church needs to be speaking out to people who are fearful, to people who are confused. That in the troubled times, God has laid a banquet before them, a banquet before us, that will give us the strength to get through this very, very difficult time. Solomon goes on to say that we need to be careful not to waste time on the scoffer. Jesus didn't have much time for the Pharisees, but he had a lot of time for people like Zacchaeus, a lot of time for the women at the well. And with this message that we have, there are people who are waiting to hear. And with the Spirit's guidance and direction, we need to be making contact with those people who God has prepared their hearts to hear this wonderful message. Obviously, at the present, we can't do it in person, but again, through email and text messages and social media, we can be connecting with people. We need to be seeking God. God, who can I speak to today? Who can I message today with this wonderful message that God has prepared food for us that will see us through this incredible, incredible time? The fear of God helps us to live a skilled life. Worshipping our holy God gives us insight into life itself. And the wisdom of God deepens and ripens our life in God. And so by coming to this banquet, we are deepening ourselves in our understanding, in our experience, and in our living and following God, this meal that is laid before us. Mm-hmm. But there's a choice before us every single day of our lives, whether we follow the path of wisdom or whether we follow the path of folly. And in Hebrews chapter 11, the writer reminds us of the choice that Moses made. And he says this, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of a greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And so each day that we live, we have a choice as to which table we eat from. Both God cries out, "Are you confused about that?" For the enemy cries out, "Are you confused about that?" For God says, "This is my table." The enemy says, "And this is my table." And we have that choice to make every day. Which table do we come to eat from? Do we eat from the truth and life that God offers? Or do we eat from the table of lies and fears that the enemy puts before us? I pray that today and every day we will make the right choice and that we will eat from the right table.